Speaker!
Order, order.
Mr. Speaker, it's tremendous to see his worship out of the starting blocks and
order,
onto the campaign.
Order, just answer the question.
I wish him well.
Transport Minister Simon Bridges responding to this question in the House today from Labor's member for Mount Ruskell.
The Honourable Phil Goff.
Mr. Speaker, my question is to the Minister of Transport. Why has he rejected Auckland City's transport strategy and its proposals to fund that strategy?
Mr. Speaker.
Order.
Denying that was the case, Simon Bridges continued to play on speculation that Phil Goff will run for the Auckland mayoralty, as in his answer to this question from the member for Mount Ruskell.
Will he bring forward funding for the City Rail Link, given that projections show that Auckland is now on track, well before 2020, to meet the government-imposed requirements of 20 million rail passenger trips a year and thousands of new jobs in the CBD? Or will he accept responsibility for the Britomart having to turn away passengers after 2018 because it will have reached full capacity in the evening peak period?
Honourable Simon Bridges.
Mr. Speaker, if the member wants to be mayor, he'll have to have a better transport policy than that. But be very clear when he talks about bringing forward, this is the government that is providing the lion's share of transport funding in Auckland, some $1 billion a year.
Transport Minister Simon Bridges, whose Cabinet colleague, the Minister of Health, Jonathan Coleman, began the day with a ministerial statement revealing that he had sacked the directors of the Southern District Health Board.
I have today informed the Chair that I will be replacing the board with a Commissioner and a team of Deputy Commissioners.
The Minister said Southern DHB's financial position had been of concern for some time and had worsened considerably over the past financial year.
The DHB is forecasting a final deficit of $27 million for the current financial year. That figure has effectively doubled in the last 6 months. The DHB has also forecast that its deficit position will further increase in 2015-16 to between $30 million and $42 million. This accounts for over half of the combined deficit of all 20 district health boards.
While not opposed to the move, opposition MPs led by Labour's Dunedin North MP David Clark were critical of the time it had taken the government to act.
Perhaps the most surprising thing about the Minister's announcement today is that he is considering replacing the board is that it has taken him so long to reach a decision.
David Clark's request for a snap debate on the decision was rejected by the Speaker, David Carter.
The Minister of Health has made a ministerial statement on the matter in the House today, and importantly, Dr. Clark has had the opportunity to comment on it. On this basis, I am not convinced that I should set aside further business of the House today.
More on our website, parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is made for Radio Live with funding from Parliament.